if the mind hasn't been renewed, it'll lie to you. It'll make you think you're the sum total of your mistakes, the sum total of what somebody's done to you, the sum total of all your bad experiences. And that's not true. We're the sum total of who God created us to be.
Patrice Washington, and this is the Redefining Wealth Podcast, where authenticity leads to alignment and abundance. Join us each week as we peel back the layers on what wealth truly means and dive into conversations that inspire, connect, and empower you to live your richest life. Get ready to challenge the status quo. It's time to redefine wealth for yourself. Welcome back to the Redefining Wealth Podcast. I am so giddy with excitement because it is my birthday eve. It is the eve of my 43rd return around the sun. And I am so grateful to be here at the time that you guys are hearing this episode. I will actually be preparing to deliver soul detox to purpose chasers from all over the world. From the time we announced this just a few weeks ago, we have thousands of people signed up. And to be able to walk into my birthday knowing that I've shed a lot, I am a different woman, and that I get to serve in this way brings me so much joy. For those of you who signed up for the VIP ticket for Soul Detox, I will be spending my birthday with you tomorrow at the time this episode airs, March 15th. And it's International Redefining Wealth Day. So we'll be doing goodies on social media and on the email list and everywhere just to thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When I launched this podcast, man, almost 7 years ago now, I had no idea how it would change my life for the better. And I just have to tell you, as I walk into this birthday, so grateful for my life, for my child, for the love I experienced today, for the authenticity, the abundance, the joy, all the things. I am grateful to have a place in your hearts, in your cars, in your telephones, and however you get to experience me. I'm so grateful that we get to do life together. And as you cover me, I hope, in prayer for my birthday, just know I'm always covering you guys as purpose chasers. I absolutely love this community, which brings me to the fact that I love our guest today. Wanda Thompson is such an amazing human being. She is a graduate of Pillar Mastery, not once, but twice. And I say graduate loosely because this work is ever evolving. There's no end date. It is always going on. But Miss Wanda was such a blessing to us in the last cohort, and her ability to release so much weight, shed so much weight, not just in her physical weight and appearance, but energetically in her literal physical space as well. I just want it to be a blessing to you to show you what's possible for you if you decide to use the pillars as a way to process what you're processing in life. Wanda is a woman of unwavering faith. She's dedicated to inspiring and empowering others to embrace the purpose and plan that God has for their lives. I've gotten to experience her as such an amazing light. It's no surprise to me that she actually is a spoken word artist. She has an EP out called Just Something to Think About, Volume 1, which is available on multiple music streaming platforms. And I love this. Her love story with her high school sweetheart, Raymond, spans 37 years and continues to thrive today. I think there's a lot we're going to learn from Miss Wanda. So after the affirmation of the week, the next voice you hear will be my conversation with Wanda J. Thompson. This week's affirmation is, it's shedding season and I'm ready to live free. I am giving myself permission to shed weight that no longer serves me, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. With each courageous step forward, I release the burdens of doubt, fear, and negativity, lightening my being and embracing newfound freedom. as I let go of the heavy weight of limiting beliefs, unsupportive relationships, or physical clutter, I make space for joy, authenticity, and abundance to flourish in my life. With each layer shed, I reclaim my power and vitality, stepping into a brighter, more fulfilling existence. I trust in the process of transformation, knowing that as I release what no longer serves me, I open myself to the infinite possibilities of growth and renewal. Declare with me today, this is shedding season, and I'm ready to live free. Welcome to the Redefining Wealth podcast, Miss Wanda.
Thank you, Patrice. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. I know I was just telling you before we started recording, but I am so excited because it is such a blessing as a coach to get to share space with people and then watch them implement things in real time, like in real life, come back with, okay, last week we talked about this, and then this week these things are happening. And for the not one, but two times, but especially the second time that I got to enjoy you in Pillar Mastery, you just are a coach's dream. You make doing the work, especially for me as someone who is really embracing more of the personal development side. I've always been tapped on for just financial coaching or business coaching, but to see people like yourself who are taking the pillars, embracing the pillars, living by the pillars, and then experiencing actual transformation, it's just a blessing. You are an answered prayer. So when I say that I'm excited to see you and I'm excited to spend this time with you, I mean that wholeheartedly.
Yes, ma'am. I am just as excited because you have been a huge blessing to my life.
How did you first meet me, Miss Wanda?
Well, the first time I met you was actually I was following someone else and they sent me an email about your book, Redefining Wealth. And so I looked up the book and I looked you up and you were offering a free course. So I took your free course and I thought, well, my goodness, if the free course is like this, I have got to be a part of this. And to be honest, everybody I follow has really helped me a lot. But there was something about your personality that clicked with mine. And now that I reflect upon it, I think it's because I recognize you. Because in my life, my mom was a strong woman, but she had your back. And I'm married to a man like that. He's very to the point, but he's got your back. And when I heard you speak, you were just the right balance, because at the time that I found you, I was searching. I was in a dark place. I was kind of hurting and wounded, and I needed somebody to empathize with me. But you were the right balance because you empathized just enough to say, I understand how you feel. I know why you're here. But you said you want to do this. You said God called you to do this. I'm going to give you the tools. Because we're not staying here, we're going here. So it was just that balance of empathy and accountability that I needed. And I always think it's so funny when people say you snatch edges, because you do, but you do it with love.
I keep trying to tell them it's all in love. It's all in love. You know what, though? I think that's the way that I hold space for myself, though. The idea that I respect my feelings. I respect what I'm processing. I understand what I am walking through. And yet I believe that I am called to do something great. I believe that I was born with purpose, on purpose, for purpose. And that even in the midst of some of these things, I can take a nap. I can cry. I can vent with my friends. I can have a moment. I can do all the things, but purpose will not be postponed because I don't know that I have tomorrow. So I've just constantly feel like, and not from a toxic positivity thing, just like I respect it. And also, we're not going to let this defeat us forever, because you've been in Pillar Mastery twice now.
Yes.
You have told your own stories, but also hear the stories about how we end up in a situation and then it stays running the show for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And we're wounded by something and not operating from a place of purpose because of something that literally happened a decade or two decades ago. You know what that's like. So when you say that you were wounded and in a hurt place, where were you? Like, what was happening for you when you decided to come into Pillar Mastery the first time?
Okay. So the first time, and I hate to say this, every time I say it out loud, it's like, oh my gosh. But anyway, when you say 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, it had been 15 years. I was in ministry and I was in the church. When I went to the church, I was just coming out of back-to-back storms and putting out one fire, another one would start, relationship, work, money, funny, you know. And so by the time I got to the church, I was like, whew, now I can breathe. I got hired there as a business manager. I could work there as a minister. And I thought, oh, this is great. This is going to be heaven on earth. And to take a line from Dr. PBJ, from the very first day, this was not that. It just wasn't. But I learned a lot there. But when it ended badly and I was hurt. And I told the Lord, I said, you know, I thought you had called me. And he said, I did. And I said, but I thought I was where you wanted me to be. He said, you were. And I said, but how could this be the right place and things end so badly? And it took me 15 years for God to work with me and talk to me and get me in the company of the right people and just hold me and soothe my wounds. It took 15 years for me to understand. He said, your problem was not what happened. What happened was not the problem. It was your perception of what you thought the church should be. He said, for you, the church was never supposed to be your safe space. I'm your safe space. The church was going to be the place where you were going to learn, to grow, and to mature spiritually by any means necessary. And it did what it was supposed to do. And I thought, and all this time, I've been sulking and depressed and thinking I heard it wrong and just really wanting to distance myself and just say, you know what? I really don't need all this. I'll just stay here with my family and continue on my life and I'll be good. And it was good for a while until God started nudging me. And so I went on a quest searching for something because I knew God wanted more from me. He said, you know, the first time you were in ministry, you could take a scripture, you could study it, you could deliver it, you could make people understand it. He said, but there was a piece missing. He said, in this new season, we're going to introduce the new piece. And I said, what was that piece? And he said, you were missing. And I was like, wait.
Ooh, Miss Wanda.
He said, you were missing. And Patrice, let me just say this. What I had gone through did just the opposite. It made me go into my shell even more because it reinforced all the negative things that I had going on in my head. That's why I got stuck, because it reinforced all that stuff. And God said, in this new season, you're going to have to take off that mask. In this new season, you're going to have to be more authentic. You're going to have to be more vulnerable. And I'm like, I can't do that. I've never done that. I just turned 60 in January. I've always been like this. And so you're asking me to just be myself. I mean, show people who I am. I said, you know, you can get hurt doing that.
Oh.
He was like, yeah, you can. But I'm here. You can also connect that way too.
But this is so much. Okay, wait, Miss Wanda. I'm about to throw my whole computer. Okay. Even when you said you can get hurt doing that, you got hurt hiding. You were still hurt hiding. And the gag is we not only hurt ourselves in our hiding, we hurt others because we don't give them an opportunity to fully enjoy our full essence. They don't even really know us. And they may be sensing some type of guard up or something that's creating a disconnect. And as much as we're saying that we want to be a part of something, we're also self-sabotaging and creating, you know, that disconnect and divide without even thinking about it. So, I mean, we think that putting up all the armor is to protect ourselves. But even from my own experience, I can tell looking back how in certain seasons when I thought I was protecting, I was actually hurting myself. First of all, because I couldn't fully express myself. I couldn't say what my needs, wants, and desires were because I was so caught up in people pleasing and making sure that people thought I was one perception or one facade when I was really dealing with all this other stuff that I probably could have been supported through had I been radically honest.
That's true.
This is, woo.
You know, and one thing too, when you were talking about people pleasing, because we've been speaking about that this month, one of the things that opened up for me was that, you know, what I realized is that when you don't allow yourself to make boundaries, or when you don't have the confidence to enforce those boundaries, like myself, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to make anybody mad. So the easiest thing for me to do is just distance myself. And so it stops relationships. But the more you're willing to create a boundary and enforce it, it actually invites more relationships into your life.
Mm-hmm. And quality relationships.
Because now you're not scared. You're not scared of people. You can react because God said, you know, if I give you a red flag, then just pay attention to the red flag and act accordingly.
That's it.
If it's a relationship you want to keep, then work it out. If it's one that you need to stop or end, then just end it. You don't have to run from people. You know, you told me, you said, Wanda, turn on the camera and talk. And that sounded so simple. And I had it. When you said that, I was like, I'm ready. And one thing I have come to understand about myself is I need to continue to feed my spirit because I will slide back into what's comfortable. Even if it makes me uncomfortable, I'll slide back into what's comfortable. And I had the hardest time turning on that camera. It wasn't the technical part. It was the part of when I turned it on, I turned on. And I didn't want that. I didn't want to be, hi, I'm Wanda. Nice to meet you. You know, I didn't want to do that this time. I wanted to be me. And it was hard for me to do that. And God had given me a message and he said, I want you to share this one. I said, okay, I'll do it. Been working on it for 2 weeks. Still couldn't bring myself to turn that camera on. And then I got a message from you that you wanted to talk to me. That's what happens when you open up and have the people pillar. When you have relationships with people, they can help usher you into your destiny. They can help you see a new perspective. What he told me this month was that some of us are not doing what he originally told us to do. We're doing some stuff that kind of makes us feel better, but that's not working anymore. Some of us are kind of pushing back on him with our inaction, or we're just flat out telling him, God, how can you use me? Why are you asking me to do this? You know what I suffer with. You know what I struggle with. And I heard God say, yeah, I do. Because I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. So if I knew you then, I certainly know you now. I'm the one that put the gifts and the skills and the talents inside of you. I know who you are. The question is, do you know who I am? That's the question. And he told me there's two things. One thing that some of us need to stop doing and one thing that we need to start doing. The one thing we need to stop doing is we need to stop attaching our self-worth to the assignment.
Ooh.
The assignment is the assignment. We cannot and we don't have the right to disqualify ourselves because we're not doing the qualifying. The thing that we need to start doing is we need to agree with God, even if we can't agree with the vision or the version of ourselves that he sees, at least we can agree that he's God and that he knows what he's doing. Because what happens is when we agree with him, we align with him. And when we align with him, his power is able to flow through us and get to whomever it needs to get to. And then they're good because they get what they need. We're good. Because we're fulfilling the purpose and plan for our lives. And as we allow God to use us, he transforms us And he's good because he gets the glory. But the problem is, like with myself sometimes, it's the mind. Because if the mind hasn't been renewed, it'll lie to you. It'll make you think you're the sum total of your mistakes, the sum total of what somebody's done to you, the sum total of all your bad experiences. And that's not true. We're the sum total of who God created us to be. And because he's God, he can take all of that to get us where he needs us to be. And where does he need us to be? He needs us to be healed and whole so we can help somebody. But we can't do that if we keep hiding.
And if we keep toting around all this clutter that we have in every crevice of our lives, then we do feel like, yes, I know what to do technically, but I don't feel mentally, spiritually, emotionally released yet, energetically released, because it's like you said, with the stop attaching your self-worth to the assignment so good and start agreeing with God and the vision and version of you that he has, right? This is what removes the performance piece. So when I said that to you in the midst of Pillar Mastery, knowing that every week, baby, Miss Wanda had a word. You see why I invited Miss Wanda? She's going to have a word for you. Every week, Miss Wanda and Miss Shirley, especially, had a word.
Yes.
The reason that I really try to encourage people to get into action while we're in it and doing the things is because I do know that when you are back by yourself, you will talk yourself in and talk yourself out. But beyond that, what I know to be true is I serve amazingly brilliant women. I serve powerful women. I serve purposeful women. I serve spirit-led women. We don't have a shortage of, I don't know what to do. It's, I don't always have the guts to go do it because I'm attaching something to the assignment and I'm not yet just fully obedient to the thing that God has called me to do. And the clutter and the keeping up the walls and all that other stuff, it's the thing that makes you keep questioning the call on your life. So you hear it and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do it. And then you're like, but am I supposed to? But with these flaws, with these mistakes, with these bad experiences, who am I to do? Who am I to say? And that's why this is a process. It's not a program. Like Pillar Mastery to me is not a one and done program. It is literally, from my perspective, my heart, my intention was to create something where whenever you're feeling stuck, you can take yourself back through and say, where am I doing the things? Where am I going back? Because it's going to come up. We've been those versions of ourselves much longer than we've been this evolved, awakened, authentic version. It is so easy for me to still slip into these mindsets. And I have to go, who told you that? Like, why are you creating this story or what's going on with you? And I do the same thing that we talk about over and over again, because it's life. Life is just always going to present us with opportunities to run from ourselves. Like you said, there's always a reason that we could be running from ourselves. And I love this. I have to go back because you had some big wins when you came through Pillar Mastery the first time. So what were you focused on when you came through Pillar Mastery? I think that was the first one, I think, January 2023.
Right.
Was the first time I offered it. So I know you had a Fit Pillar win, but what was going on around that time?
Oh, man. Okay. So the Fit Pillar, I ended up losing 50 pounds. Okay. You told me too, you said, Wanda, this is your shedding season. You put voice to what I was feeling. And shedding the weight, it wasn't about the look, it was about how it made me feel. My knees weren't hurting anymore. My back wasn't hurting anymore. And I just felt freer and lighter, not just in weight, but in my mind. And I opened myself up to possibilities because I thought, you know, I've been struggling my weight for a long time. And so to shed the weight made me think, wait a minute, if I could do that, there are other things that are possible. Because that was a big deal.
How long had you been struggling with the releasing weight?
Forever. I've always had a weight problem.
Really?
And I went to the doctor and my A1C was through the roof. And I was going to have to do something. And so, because I got grandbabies I want to see grow up. And it's funny because I lost the weight. And then my sister and I, we're alike, but she's a lot different than me. She's a go-getter. She is out there. She's just real adventurous, you know, and I'm more laid back. Well, she was going to go overseas. She's going to Paris and London. And she said, "You ought to go." And I was like, "Are you serious right now? I'm not going. What is wrong with you? No wonder you ought to go." And so I just jokingly mentioned it to my husband. And he was like, "Well, if you want to go, go ahead." And I was like, "What?" So anyway, I went with my sister to London and Paris, and we also visited Canada. But that trip, first of all, I was physically able to do it because we did a lot of walking. So the fact that I had lost the weight prepared me for that trip. Instead of me feeling guilty and bad because I couldn't get around and ashamed, I was able to keep up. And it just opened my world.
Literally.
It literally opened my world. And so when we came back, I was like, I knew there was still more I needed to do because my mindset, it was opening up, but it wasn't all the way there. And I told the Lord, I said, "If you allow me to do Pillar Mastery again, if you allow me and figure out a way for me to do it, I'm gonna push myself to participate more." Because the first time, I just basically kind of watched and looked and lurked. And I would chime in every now and then. And I do have to confess, I did something that you said don't do. And I was listening to all these ladies. And you are right. They are dynamic. I mean, and I'm listening to who they are personally and what they've already accomplished. And I'm thinking, whoa, I'm in the wrong room. But I knew in my heart I was in the right room because it felt good. And the more they talked, the more I understood we have so much in common because they are chasing purpose. What really struck me, because you never know who's watching you. There were a few ladies in there that I keyed in on and that I was watching, and I saw them transform right before my eyes. I saw how vulnerable they were willing to be, how open they were. And I was truly amazed. And I, in a way, I was kind of sad because I thought I could never do that. I could never be that open, especially with people I don't know. I could never do that. And it kind of made me sad in a way, but hopeful. Because just seeing it. And I knew I was in the right room and I needed to get back there because this time I told God, I'm going to push myself to be open. I'm going to push myself to be vulnerable because it can work, but I have got to work it. I've got to be open and willing to do what it calls for. And so that's what the second time was for. I really pushed myself that second time.
Oh, baby, you are a rock star the second time. And I think the same way, right? I think the same way, because you showed up so vulnerable and so willing to support and you were just such a light. I know that there were other women who were watching and looking to you. It was like, if Miss Wanda's speaking, we're going to turn them cameras on and listen. We're like, okay, what's going on now, right? So I just love that you were able to come back a second time and then become that person. So become the version of you that you saw in other people the last time. And I think sometimes, like you said, I always say, don't look to the left or right. This is your journey. But I think that if you are going to look to the left and right, see your sister on the left or the right as a next level version of you. Because
yeah,
I've worked with, you know, many of my clients over and over and over again, and I've watched the evolution. I've watched people go from not turning the camera on at all to now you can't get them off social media doing a live, right? I've watched people go from I don't speak up, I don't set boundaries to like setting some hardcore boundaries and governing decisions in their lives with people that they love. I've watched people go from being upset about what was going on at their job to being like, you know, I'm taking over the place now. You know, like I've just watched so many things and watched women start to make more powerful decisions for their lives from a place of like complete confidence and conviction that I know it can be intimidating to look at other people. But what I love is it's not just me. It's not just me talking about my experience, because I understand that sometimes people are like, oh, well, you've been on these things or you're on this platform or you have this or you have that. And I'm like, no, the same stuff applies. Like, first of all, you know, I'm the first to be like, let me share my little raggedy story in the hopes that it will be a blessing. But then to see someone that you met virtually 6 weeks ago, 12 weeks ago, a year ago, literally transformed before your eyes, it reminds you that it's possible for you.
Absolutely.
Every other month, I attend a Super Friends brunch where we talk about everything from purpose to pursuing new dreams and even menopause. Yep, you heard me, menopause, because if you're over 40 and your girlfriends don't keep it real, I don't know what to tell you. But we have these important conversations because how can we redefine wealth if we're not keeping up with our hormonal health? Now, we discovered Happy Mammoth. It's the company that created Hormone Harmony, and it's dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for us. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. Hormone Harmony contains herbal extracts called adaptogens that help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally. And any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take Hormone Harmony. It's perfect for hot flashes, night sweats, menopause-related brain fog, sleeplessness, occasional bloating and gas. You get the picture. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com by using the code RW at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code RW for 15% off.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I firmly believe that your business and career pursuits will only grow to the extent you're willing to clear the clutter and heal in the six pillars of wealth we talk about on this podcast. You might not actually need another business program or professional certification. What you might really need is personal transformation so you can trust yourself and your soul to do what you've already learned confidently. The doors to my 12-week transformational incubator, Pillar Mastery, are open, and I believe it is the doorway to living the rest of your life intentionally and authentically. This intimate, safe, and aligned space was designed to help you dream a new dream by elevating your mindset and actions so you can handle the transition you're in right now with more ease, grace, peace, and clarity. Let me personally support you in getting radically honest about what's going on in those pillars of your life, and then the conviction to tackle them strategically. To claim your seat in this life-shifting coaching experience, head to pillarmastery.com, and together, let's step into a powerful new way of being so you can finally redefine wealth for yourself. Go to pillarmastery.com. What pillar did you really conquer second time around?
The space pillar opened everything up for me. It was so unexpected, because when we were doing the space pillar, you said, you know, you got to get all this clutter out of your way, right? And I had clutter. Oh, you know, some of it I wasn't really worried about, but I knew I had two bins full of mail that I hadn't gone through. And it was like years worth of mail. And every time I walk in my room, and I love my room, my office, because I've got scriptures on the walls. I had great sayings on the walls. But every time I would look at those bins, I would just come down because I would think, it's really weird because I would see all this stuff and I was like, you're such a hypocrite. You're believing in all this stuff. You're trying to be so positive and you won't even handle this stuff over here you need to handle. And so one day I said, when we were doing the space pillar, I said, you know what? I'm going to tackle those bins. I had bought a shredder months ago and it was still in the box. Well, I pulled out that little shredder and I was using that shredder. It took me all day Saturday to do that. It took me a whole day. And that little shredder would overheat and I'd have to let it cool off.
Yeah.
But when I got done, I felt so much lighter, almost like when I lost the weight. My mind felt lighter.
Yes.
And I felt accomplished because I tackled something that I had kept putting off for so long. I was telling the ladies in the group that the Lord told me later, he said, you know what? That clutter represented the clutter that was in your heart and your mind. And when you shredded it, you let a lot of stuff go. And you told me, when you said that was my shedding season, I shedded the weight. I shedded the wrong perceptions I had about my experiences. When I got rid of the clutter, all that clutter came out of my heart and my mind. And it opened me up to being able to let other things in. That's why I was coming, you know, to the people pillar. But clearing out that clutter really broke something open inside of me.
I remember that. I felt like that was such a big moment. And I remember you getting emotional around that because you had been just carrying it, just like weight, carrying that clutter for some time. And you were talking about the scriptures and stuff all on the wall, all around you, and how what that represented was not a reflection of what you were saying you actually believed. And that's such a big deal. You know, this is our Space Pillar month, the month of March, and our theme in the community this month is release to receive. It's all about what are you willing to release physically so that you can receive whatever it is that you want to call in. And so I'm so glad you kind of teed that up because you released all of the mail. You overheated the shredder. I've been there before. You released all of that. I remember you crying when you were telling us about it. Then you were able to receive in the people pillar what?
It just opened me up to, for one thing, I felt really, I was really emotional, but the support that I got in that moment from the ladies in the room. I remember Shirley, she said, Wanda, you know, because I told her I would look up on the walls and see all these things. And then I would look down and it felt like such a contradiction. And she said, Wanda, she said, have you ever thought about what a metaphor that could be for you just to always look up? Look up. That's where your help is coming from. You're looking up on the walls, you know? And I thought, that's true. That is so true. It just opened something up in me because, like I said, you know, sometimes you can go around being scared of people. But the Lord said, look, you, first of all, you want to help people. So how are you going to help somebody if you don't want to talk to people? That's not going to work. But he said, but people, that's where your help comes from. That's who I use to help to heal you. You can't do this by yourself. I've tried it. I mean, for 15 years, I tried. You know, I went back to school. I got my master's degree in psychology at 50 because I thought, I'm going to go back to school, figure out why I do what I do, and I'm going to fix myself.
You know what? So whenever I'm saying stuff like, I don't care how many degrees and certifications you keep going to get, you're going to have to get on this internal job and clear the clutter. I know you were like, oh, she get on my nerve. This little girl get on my nerve.
It's like you're in my head.
Because that's what we think it is. I'm going to do this as long as God directs me to do it. I don't want to use a term like die on this hill because that's not it. But I definitely want to ring the alarm on that idea that, oh, if I go get another degree, another certification, oh, it's the job, oh, I need to move. And all, like, we put it on all of these external things and we're looking for that magic bullet. And ultimately, this is a look up and look inside job. This is not a look out to everything else externally. You can't get to who you're authentically being called to be without looking up to whoever you consider to be your creator and your source and looking within. There's no way. And doing the things that you actually can do. No one would ever think shredding two large bins of old mail and paperwork and all this stuff could open up anything. We're just not taught that. We don't think in terms of that at all. We don't see a connection at all. But I can say I have seen it. You've heard a million of my stories, but I've just seen it over and over again that sometimes it's really just looking at what is the physical clutter I've allowed, I've accepted, I've tolerated, I've created, and what is that connected to? Like, even for you with the old mail that you were holding on to, what was the rationale? What was the story you were telling that made it make sense to keep that stuff?
You know what? I think it was, it was a representation of how I was handling things I didn't want to deal with. I just hid it away and put the lid on it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to deal with it. I learned, and this is not a good thing, I learned to numb myself and just not deal with certain things. And I think that's what that was. And that was just a representation of how I was dealing with things. And then, like you were saying, you know, we're getting the degrees and we're getting all these things. When the original thing, the only thing that God asked me to do was share myself. But I'm avoiding doing the very thing that he asked me to do by doing all these other things. And it doesn't work. And even when you say you were talking about the clutter and you said that if you can look at a person's room and you can tell how their mind is, and it was true. I was looking around and I was like, my goodness, that's just how I feel.
I remember telling you that I believe that some of your struggles with really allowing yourself to pursue your purpose and what you were being called to do in this season was connected to what was going on in that office. Because you go to the office to create your study plans and to work on your message and what are you supposed to do? And if you go into that place and you have all of this hidden clutter, doesn't matter if you put a lid on it and it looks pretty and it's nicely stacked in the corner and or under the desk, it is still energetically like shutting something off. And being able to remove that from the space is at least a good first tangible step towards opening up the space to receive what you say you want. And, you know, I've told you this so many times during Second Pillar Mastery when I really got to hear your voice more. Your voice is so powerful and your ability to just inspire people and encourage people and make people feel seen and heard and okay. And safe, even though you came out of a space where you didn't feel safe, you still have the ability to make other people feel safe and to do what God has called you to do naturally. Anything related to your physical space, especially as it pertains to that work pillar, you have to protect that, honor that, value that. Like, there is no compromise. That's how I feel in this season of my life. There's no compromise to how I have to take care of and nurture not just myself, but the physical space that represents how I'm able to be of service to you all. Because if I let that get cluttered and if I let that get clouded with stuff, then now it blocks the downloads that I get in terms of how I'm supposed to move our community and this global family forward. And just even selling my house last year. You guys were kind of in the mix of when I was doing all the things. Even that, getting out of that physical space that represented a season of my life that was complete, it opened up the Redefining Wealth app. It opened up me shifting to the Institute for Redefining Wealth. It's opened up like bringing certain people on my team. It's open. Like now it's like, oh, I could see all the goodies. Like, I could see where we're going. But I think physically, because when I was moving, I found all kind of things that pertain to what was becoming my former life. And I'm like, oh, you can't take that energy with you. You can't. Had I not moved, it would have been hidden. And I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have like consciously known that this was a block for me. But I want to give you the same charge. And really to all of us who know that we are called to do great things and be of service to others in some form or fashion, it's almost like a mandate that we keep the channel clear for God to be able to deposit and also for us to be able to run with what was deposited. Because like you said, God would be telling you stuff and you're like, I don't know, like maybe not right now, or I don't feel ready. And I do think there's just such, I know there's such a strong connection between that physical piece and us being able to truly walk in our purpose. As much as people say that I snatch edges, for those of you who have been so scared to come in closer, Miss Wanda, you already kind of touched on it, but even in our content immersion calls where we're going pillar by pillar and we're just like, here's this pillar, here's how it's connected to what you say you want, your business, your career, or your finances. Here's where a lot of people struggle. Do I or do I not tell all my business and all the things I've like that I've had to learn in this? I'm not in a position to judge. I'm not even interested in judging. There's just nothing in me that wants to create a space where you feel judged. But I also feel that I have to be radically honest, because radical honesty is my way of you actually knowing that I care and that I love you. So if I was concerned about people pleasing, then I wouldn't say half the stuff I say. Like, I just wouldn't say it because it's easier to not say. So it's never, ever. We're Pillar Mastery is currently open. So I'm just saying this to say, and then you can speak to this, Ms. Wanda. I don't believe there's ever anything in our community or in my delivery that would make you feel less than or judged for where you are and where you're starting in the pillars or for what you say your vision is. I just want to see you make progress. And I know that another business course or marketing course or this or that is not going to help until you start clearing the clutter and getting honest with yourself about what you need, want, and desire, what has to change. But that's literally it. I don't have a dog in the fight about where you're starting. I just want to see you go to your next, whatever that looks like for you.
You're absolutely right, because your vulnerability and you sharing your struggles with us or what you've gone through, it gives such hope, because I look at you and I think, you know, she has it together. She understands. She understands where people are coming from. But being as old as I am, I've come to understand that the experiences we have, we use those not only to heal and get us to where we need to be, but to help somebody else understand that you can go through this, not only come out of it, but come out of it better with more wisdom. Because when I was thinking the other day, there is no finish line to this. We're going to continuously be growing, continuously learning. And all it does is your journey, when you're learning, you take the wisdom from this part of the journey on to the next part. And it makes that next part just a little bit easier. But you're still going to be going through things.
Absolutely.
And I've always felt I'm going to tell you, you probably wouldn't meet anybody that was more guarded, more closed off, more used to hiding. That was just my thing. And to be able for myself to open up in a community, it's the right place to be. And that's another thing. When people talk about you snatching edges, I think it's a running kind of joke, but it's not a mean thing.
Yeah.
But what it's made me see is that everybody is different. Everybody will be attracted to a speaker or to a coach for their own reasons. And I can be okay with that. I don't have to face that as rejection if somebody doesn't get me. if they don't get where I'm coming from, that's not rejection. They're just not connecting with me. And that's cool. I want you to find somebody that you can connect with. But there are going to be those people, if you're open, if you're honest, if you're authentic, there are those people who need to find you. They need to connect with your personality, not somebody you're pretending to be, because that makes them feel comfortable. And so when you deliver that message to them, they can hear it and it can make a difference and a change in their lives.
That has been so freeing for me. It's in one of my prayer journals, but I say, I want people to love me the more they get to know the real me. Like if I have to perform and be someone else, if I have to put on a certain voice, if I have to be performative, I'm not performative with God anymore. There was a time in my life when I was performative with God. God, I went to church on Sunday. I went to Bible study on Wednesday. I did my devotionals. I had my quiet time. And I felt like as long as I performed, that was the relationship. And then as my concept of God has expanded and I've understood more relationship over religion and over just checking off boxes, and I went through my own church hurt as well and all those things, I'm like, oh, if I don't have to perform for my creator, then I'm not performing for y'all. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. And doing this work and getting more and more aligned with who I am authentically and what I need, want, and desire, it has enriched my relationship with God so much, and it continues to every day, that even if someone sends me a random DM or a comment, those things used to frazzle me because I'm like, no, but I'm being such a good person. Now I'm like, oh, I know exactly who I am. And I know that God knows that I know exactly who I am. And I know exactly how I feel called to move in this season. I'm not here to perform for you. I'm here to bring God glory by doing what I feel called to do in this season because I have my own relationship with God. I'm removing clutter. People, places, things, stuff, whatever. I keep removing those things so that I always have that open kind of channel and connection. So I don't have to question all the time, was this God or was this me? Is this really called my life? I don't know. Is that, you know, devil on one shoulder, God on the angel on the other? Like, I don't want to be caught up in that. I just want to move in obedience. And this whole process, like you said, there's no finish line. There's no finish line. We are a community of people who are like, you know what? I just want to keep getting back to the real me. And for some of us, we didn't even know the real us. Or we haven't allowed other people to know the real us for so long that we don't even know what it would be like to navigate life and be honest about who we are and what we want and what we desire and how our purpose has evolved and how we've evolved over time. Hey, podcast family, big news. I've just launched a game-changing app designed exclusively for you. It is officially the Redefining Wealth app with Patrice Washington. Now, all of my courses, coaching, live streams, and most importantly, my community are just a tap away, all under one roof. You can download the app now for seamless access to exclusive content and a vibrant community of purpose chasers from all over the world. This is the ultimate hub for all things Patrice Washington and all things Redefining Wealth. You can search for it in your app store or find the link at redefiningwealth.app. That's redefiningwealth.app. Do not miss out. Your journey to redefining wealth just got a whole lot easier. Download the app today and let's take this adventure of redefining wealth for ourselves to the next level together. I have to tell you too, Miss Wanda, two things. Number one, I love, love, love that as you've shared, you are now over 60 and you are literally having the world opened up to you. You are reimagining your purpose and how you're called to serve. You know, you've shed the weight and you was moving around, and I could attest because I went to Paris and London in December myself, and that was a lot of walking. But you have more energy to do the things. I just love that you and Miss Rochelle, and there's a couple other ladies. I love your example in the community because you also remind us that it's not too late to do anything. as long as I'm still here and I have breath in my body, I still have something that I'm called to do and a purpose I'm called to live out. And I'm going to do what it takes to get to it. And I thank you for being that example to us. And I'm excited to announce that you are a Pillar Ambassador for this round.
Yes.
Of Pillar Mastery. I am so excited. And I told Miss Wanda, you were the first person that I asked to be a Pillar Ambassador because, again, watching you do the work this last go round and watching the enthusiasm and the clarity and the power with which you speak and how people just lean in to receive from you. I was like, before Miss Wanda take this whole country by storm and tell me no, she don't have time to help me and she don't have time for this community, let me ask her now. So I asked Miss Wanda months ago when I knew that we were going to be offering Pillar Mastery right now, and it is open for enrollment until March 24th. I asked Miss Wanda, before I even knew the dates, Miss Wanda, please, will you be an ambassador? And I'm so grateful you said yes.
Oh, I'm honored. There was no way I was going to say no.
From your perspective, how did the Pillar Ambassador support you in your last cohort?
It was just that. They just provided the space for you to share yourself. And they related to you to where you're at. Because sometimes you can get a little intimidated. Like sometimes, like when you first start and you're talking to you, you might feel a little intimidated. But with the, you know, but with the ambassadors, you know, they kind of feel like, okay, they know where I'm, you know, I know you know where we are too, but especially when you're kind of timid in, as far as opening up to people. And the group is a little smaller.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of connect with the people in your group. That way, when you get to the bigger group, you know, you've opened up to somebody and you feel a little more open. So it's just a good support. It was a good support for me.
I'm glad. I love that. And you're right. What Ms. Wanda's referring to is that you do get me. I do teach live. I am there every other week for the first 12 weeks, which we call kind of like the accelerated period. And I do understand that it can be intimidating. And I've also learned that this is what I've learned as a coach. And I take all ego out of this. I've learned that sometimes it does feel more simple for me to say things and offer things because I've been in the practice of so many of these habits and behaviors and rituals for a long time now. So I understand sometimes even in answering people's questions, or we're kind of like in that co-created conversation type of space in Pillar Mastery, where it's like, yeah, just do the thing. And then you guys get in the integration rooms and the ambassador is like, okay, so here's practically all the way down to the nitty gritty, what that looks like for me now. And I love that. That was the point. So I teach 1 week and we go through whatever that module, that content is for that pillar. But I really wanted to give more space. And this wasn't how you experienced it the first time, because I didn't know. I like took the feedback from the first group, but giving you the time to integrate. I don't want more information gathering. We want integration. We want you to have time to, like, we talked about space pillar. Miss Wanda got her shredder out. She took all Saturday. She went through her thing, right? So she could come back and go through the integration room, which we have several, multiple times a day, multiple days, all this stuff. And then you get support in actually integrating and seeing what you can implement for yourself within that 2 week period. And so I'm really excited. We have a lot more goodies that we've added to Pillar Mastery, but I'm so excited that the ladies and a few good men, if y'all decide to join, will have you as someone that they can connect with and glean from and be reminded that they're in the right place and that they are safe and it's good.
In the smaller rooms too, it's harder to hide. It's harder to hide there because it's just a few of us. And so you kind of push yourself to open up.
Which is where the freedom comes in. Because when you give voice to truth, that's what sets you free. When you are able to give voice to truth, that's what's going to set you free. And sometimes we just need to say the thing. Many of us don't even have a space where we could be honest about the space, honest about what we're, you know, actually experiencing. in a way where we're like, okay, no one's going to judge. They're just here to support and make space and hopefully offer, whether it's prayers or tips or books or podcasts or resources or something that'll help move you forward. That's all it's about. So Ms. Wanda, I'm so glad. I'm glad I get to spend more time with you. I know you're in the Institute, but I get to see you in Pillar Mastery. So that's going to be really, really good.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm excited. I'm going to ask you the rapid wisdom questions that, you know, we end every episode with. First one is, how do you define success?
Walking in my God-given purpose.
Love. How do you define wealth in three words or less?
Sharing my life.
That's a first. That is so good. Ooh, I like that. I'm not going to steal it from you this time, Miss Wanda, but
you can take it.
I really resonate with that. That's what all this is about for me. So thank you. That was really good. What's one book that has helped you redefine wealth for yourself?
You know, I have a devotional, My Utmost for His Highest. And it keeps me grounded and it keeps me focused on what the real purpose is, sharing the love of the Lord.
I love it. And you're going to fill in the blank. My name is, and to me, the truth about wealth is.
My name is Wanda. And the truth about wealth is, it's available to all of us.
Amen. Yes, it is. Miss Wanda, how can people work with you, connect with you? What are you doing these days that the Purpose Chasers can support? Outside of getting to experience you in Pillar Mastery, how else can they do that?
You can go to my website, WandaJThompson.com. And it's really weird because I have worked on a lot of things, but I've never promoted them. I kind of don't let people know about them. But now I feel like I'm in a space where I can do that. And if you go to that website, I have a free ebook on there. It's called Lessons from the Struggle, Navigating the Trouble and Living the Victory. It's a short read, but it's 10 things that I've learned about my journey. One thing, too, I'm very proud of is an EP that I made. Spoken word pieces set to music. I did the writing. My son-in-law did the music. And it's conversations that I had with God in a dark place and his answers back to me. And it didn't start out as an EP. It started out as journal entries. And when I went back to read them, some of them had a musical sound to them and had a rhythm. And some of them, I could tweak a word here and there, and it would sound like a poem. And so I went and found some instrumentals online and read what it was I had written to that music, and it was perfect. And I spoke with my son-in-law, and these are really close to my heart, so it was very personal. So it was hard for me to share it, but I told him, I said, you know, I gave him what I had, and because I couldn't use other people's music, but he makes music, he makes beats. So I read what I had, and he had his back to me because he was at the keyboard. And I was sitting on the couch behind him. And I read it, and he just sat there within 10, 15 minutes. He had music. And it was just like God was using him. And it's funny how you put out your ministry, and then it allows somebody else to use their ministry because God used him in his music. So anyway, you can go listen to Just Something to Think About, Volume 1. You can get it on all the streaming sites. It's also on my website. I also have a blog on my website called It's a Journey. And I will tell you ahead of time, I need to upload some of my journal entries on there because I have been on a journey and I didn't want to update them until I felt like I was at the end of this particular journey. So I'm ready to do a download now and everything I've been writing, I'm going to put on there. But there's already a lot of things on that blog that I hope will encourage people.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm always so encouraged by you, Miss Wanda. I'm excited to have an opportunity to lock arms for this season and welcome in some amazing, amazing people that we get to serve, not from perfection, from our own imperfection with our own flaws. But even with that, we can be perfectly used. You don't have to be perfect. You can be imperfect and be perfectly used. And that's what this is all about. So thank you for being here. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I love you too.
I'm always rooting for you. And I know y'all better come in and get Miss Wanda while she's at this Pillar Mastery, honey, because she's not going to be available for the next one. Don't be talking about, well, 2025, Miss Wanda, this is her last time. She like, listen, I'm going to be on the road doing the things. I have released and shed all the things. I am in the streets in the best way possible. That's Tell your husband it's in the best way possible. Miss Wanda's in the streets. So this is going to be our opportunity, guys, to get loved on by Miss Wanda. You guys, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Again, Pillar Mastery, the doors close Sunday, March 24th, and we will take our only 2024 cohort. I pray to the next version and the next vision of whatever God has shown you for your life. And we're just going to use the pillars as a framework to help you process and to help you learn a system that you can replicate and duplicate for yourself over and over and over again. Anytime you're feeling stuck or frustrated or uncertain or unsure, this is just a tangible process for how you can get through those things with more clarity, more confidence, and more conviction. So I hope that I have an opportunity to serve you in that way. I hope you get to experience the genius that is Miss Wanda and our other pillar ambassadors. And I just can't wait to get to see you and know you and have the same excitement for you that I've had for the other Pillar Mastery cohorts. So this is an exciting season. I feel really good about what we're going to create, and I hope you do too. Miss Wanda, thank you again for being here. You guys, until next week, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever feeling like you have to chase money. We'll talk to you later.